This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy.
To assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
The topic was brought up during a strategic dialogue between President Biden and the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi inside the White House on Monday afternoon. Even before President Biden took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And Mr. Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq, now at about 2,500. The president said the U.S. military will continue to assist Iraq in its fight against Islamic State group, or ISIS. A joint U.S.-Iraq statement said the security relationship will be focused on training, advising, and intelligence sharing. Human Rights Watch has accused the Israeli military of carrying out attacks that apparently amount to war crimes during an 11-day war against the Hamas militant group in May. The International Human Rights Group issued its conclusions on Tuesday after investigating three Israeli airstrikes that it said killed 62 Palestinian citizens. It said there were no evident military targets in the vicinity of the attacks. The report also accused Palestinian militants of apparent war crimes by launching over 4,000 unguided rockets and mortars at Israeli population centers. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted on July 5th from the Bethel Baptist High School. Church officials handed those children to their parents at the school in northern Nigeria. 34 children have been released or escaped. This is VOA News. Tokyo has reported its highest number of new coronavirus infections today, days after the Olympics began. The Japanese capital reported more than 2,800 cases of new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of more than 2,500 on January the 7th. The city is under its fourth state of emergency, which is to continue through the Olympics until just before the Paralympics start in late August. Experts have warned that the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Olympics, which started Friday. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of that Delta variant. It was the latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as the more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resists vaccination. It was also a reversal from the sentiment that President Biden voiced earlier this month when he said his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travelers bound for the U.S. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law has been found guilty of secessionism and terrorism in a ruling condemned by human rights activists. The Hong Kong High Court handed down the verdict in the case of Tong Ying Kit. Tong is accused of driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers while carrying a flag bearing the protest slogan "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times" on July 1st last year, a day after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation. The final death toll is 98 in the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. AP correspondent Sherry Adler has this report.
Done everything possible to bring closure to the families.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Nothing we can say or do will bring back these 98 angels who left behind grieving families, beloved friends, loved ones across this community and across the world.
It's unclear what will happen at the site. Some condo owners want to rebuild. Others say a memorial should be created there. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will likely discuss deterring Chinese aggression in Southeast Asia through his stated pursuit of integrated deterrence as he delivers an address today during a visit to Singapore. Austin is the first top official from the Biden administration to visit the region. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.